Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with a witness to a vape shop robbery in the UK. Pretty cool, just hanging outside the vape shop.
I saw these guys break in, and here's a song about it.
They disappeared in a cloud of smoke.
Ben Russell's recently picked up a lot of vapes in a very suspicious circumstance. So,
Yeah,
that's true.
The vape shop robber.
Ben Russell stole from Josh Earl.
Would be the first time.
No, I was just the witness to the robbery.
Oh, okay.
I was just hanging outside.
All right, well, don't worry about it.
Trying to be cool. Hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, a writer, an actor who on IMDb, her star meter rating went up 55,000 places this week alone. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Nina Ayama. Yeah.
Hello.
What did you do?
I added some more TV credits to my star meter. What's it called? IMDb. Yeah, because I did some acting on Kinney Tonight, just in case you guys didn't know.
Nice one.
And I noticed that my star ranking went down, so I added some more credits to it so it would go up.
Well, Kinney brought it down.
No. I don't know how to change my stuff on IMDb.
You have to get an IMDb Pro, which means you have to pay for it. But it is a tax write-off if you work in the entertainment industry. Okay.
Because I have your own photo.
Yeah.
I'll put it up.
I need a photo.
Yeah, you need to get the promo shots done. Dude.
I'll put it up. I'll use my account. I'll only put up bad photos of you.
I looked at my star meter because when I looked at yours, I thought, I wonder what mine is. This week I went up 167,000 spots.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So if only it meant something.
Hollywood's going to call you.
Yeah. I think so. I'm watching your star meter is amazing.
You're going to the top, boy.
You're going right to the top.
Our next guest shares his name with the assistant principal of Stoughton College here in Melbourne. Can you please welcome to Ben Russell.
Hello, students. Students, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Russell.
Russell is a good teacher name.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about getting your teaching degree, Ben?
My career is not over yet. So,
Just good to have it to fall back on.
Ben. I don't know. They say those who can't do teach. So I feel like it's inevitable. In that way.
You're saying I can't do the comedy?
No, it's fine.
What do you reckon I should teach? Physical therapy?
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with a Los Angeles financial loans officer specializing in high-end loans between $5 million and $60 million.
Wow.
This is his specialty.
Much
Can you
more
please
successful
welcome Jonathan Schuster?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Jonathan Schuster, and I'm going to loan you $7 million.
That's good.
Yeah.
What
if he looks exactly the same as you?
I reckon he would. He would wear glasses. I reckon he's handsome.
Where's he? Yeah.
He's bald.
Oh, well, maybe not. But,
you got one up on him.
I don't know.
You can still be handsome and bald.
No, you can't.
No.
The Rock.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
But is he bald by choice?
Does he just do it
so he can run really fast or swim really fast?
No. And is he handsome?
For torpedo.
You don't think The Rock's handsome?
I don't know.
I think he just has big arms.
He's cool. I would never really, when you think handsome, I would never say Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's the only thing that comes to mind. Who's the most handsome?
Who's the most handsome? Well, I don't know. I mean,
John Cryer.
Maybe a Dave. I find Dave Bautista quite handsome.
Who's Dave Bautista?
He's another wrestler.
Wrestler turned actor from the hit film Stuber.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, yes, God, thank you very much.
Well, you think he's more handsome than The Rock?
Oh, you think he's
Nah, more... way.
I think he's more charming looking. Anyway.
What about
Jason? That's just my type, you know?
Jason Statham. Is Ooh. He a handsome man?
Ding, ding. Welcome to Handsome Land. But he's bald.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck you.
No, he's got hair.
Thank you.
Isn't he in the Jaws Meg? The Meg?
The Meg.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks
And he's got hair in the Meg.
We got a Meg.
It's a wig.
Is it a wig?
Is it a wig?
I don't know. I'm not Jason Statham. And if I was, I wouldn't be bloody here.
Yes, you would. I'd get Jason Statham. I'd book him. And finally, is a comedian who shares her name with the sub-editor at Gourmet Traveller magazine in Sydney. Can you please welcome it's Emma Holland. Yay!
I love Gourmet.
Yeah, but you're probably doing better than her because magazine is a dying medium.
That's very rude, Ben. Oh, there you go. What if she's listening?
Yeah. Well, she follows your career exclusively. Yeah. Like she's like, this girl has
actually.
The same name
I just found out there is a woman named Emma Holland who has a painting page on Facebook. It's got about 100 likes, and the paintings are phenomenal.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say the paintings are all of you.
No, they're all of
that is freaky.
They're all of like her sons and like grandsons and stuff. And it's like there's one of a deer and the comment is just Harry and Jane's deer. And it's all her friends commenting like, wonderful, beautiful, splendid. It's so wholesome and beautiful. I love it.
You should think about painting.
There's one of she just painted a elephant. And it like one of her friends commented, and the comment just says Uganda. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. In this round, I'll read out updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the update. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. The point to the person who actually wrote the tweet or status update if you get it wrong. So poker faces on. First one is this one. I'm not saying I've got a tiny dick, but if my dick was a pussy, it'd be the tightest
Ben.
Pussy in the world. Yes, Ben.
That's tough because we have two grubs in this room.
Who?
We've got Nina Yama and Jonathan Schuster.
That's really rude to Emma Holland, who's also a grub.
No, she's...
I'm a polite boy.
She just talked about elephants. We can't get mad at her. She doesn't have a little dick. I reckon it's Jonathan Schuster.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ben Russell. Yes.
And when I posted that, I thought it's probably going to be on this.
Yeah.
Because I only tweet maybe once a year and I'm on this show maybe once a
You went
once
through a phase
year.
Where you'd tag me in some tweets. After you tweet it, you'd just tag me and I'd say, all right, put it aside.
And you are famous for having a small penis.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the main clue.
It's on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
There was a stage there. I reckon I did 3 gigs in a row where you got your dick out at all 3 gigs.
Yeah.
You were playing... Can I reveal your bit?
Go for it.
So you would play a game called Circumcised or Not Circumcised.
Foreskin or no foreskin.
No foreskin.
Oh, sorry.
Ben's taken the reins on
I have. I took the reins at Falls Festival one year when
and
I
that's
was
when you,
tripping on acid.
And then the whole game show is we get the audience to guess.
Yes.
Foreskin or no foreskin. But the beauty that Ben brought to it is at the end he goes, the guy guessed, foreskin. I can't remember. Did you pull your foreskin back?
Yeah, I pulled it out and I said, no foreskin, but I actually have a foreskin. Right.
And you just pulled it back.
I didn't pull anything. There was no touching of the dick.
That's right.
Other than to
just confusion.
Yeah. I was just so high. I didn't know what I was saying.
Is this weird? I don't understand foreskins.
Yeah, no, that's
or
not weird.
Dicks in general. Like, I just think they're the same. Like, I don't.
Mm.
And I don't
so
want
do you, do
you,
you
guys
know?
To show me the difference.
No.
But I'm still, I don't want to know anything, but I think when if you were just like, this is a circumcised dick and showed me an uncircumcised dick, I'd be like, yeah.
If we were to compare
when they're
the
both
pair.
Erect, they're very similar, but when they're soft.
Well, that's my problem. Yeah. I only see hard dicks because whenever people look at me, they're just like, boing, boner time.
Doing, yoing, yoing. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Question 2. Staying hydrated is a scam. I once stayed hydrated for a full day and had to go piss every 10 minutes. Total waste of time. 0 stars from me.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Is it Nina?
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Emma, yes.
It's only because I knew you say the word piss.
That's part of your brand.
Oh my God. Heaps of people say piss. It's not just for me.
When you came in here, you said, excuse me, I just got to hang a piss.
I did. I didn't say hang a piss. I said do a piss.
Oh, sorry.
I said you were hanging a piss.
Yeah. Oh, that was Josh's word, not me. It could have been Josh's tweet. So, you know what's weird is, so Josh told me to go to a different toilet because there's another, a toilet I usually go to is next to an office and everyone in the office can hear. Yeah. My pissing when I go to that toilet.
So Evan Munro-Smith, who owns Stupid Old Studios, he sits
is
next
a dirty,
to,
filthy pervert who likes to listen to people's pisses.
All day while he's editing things.
That's weird because he probably had to choose the room he wanted to go in.
But I think it's because he's such a nice man. He went, I can't have anyone. This can be their office. I'll have this office.
So he's got the piss
off. I reckon he's got a kink. But you know what's the other weird thing is when I went to flush, the toilet button says Josh. Yeah. And I was like, that's fucked.
That's my toilet.
I was like, I can't believe you said, the flush button says Josh.
You've noticed more about our toilets than I have in the years that I've been renting an office here.
Really?
Yeah,
you've never
really
done the Josh toilet? Maybe I'll go
I've
back
done
there
the
and the word has disappeared.
I do the Josh toilet every
Is it on the one with
He just pisses on me
one?
Every single day.
Yeah.
It's the one, it's on the right side.
Is it half flush? Am I half flush or am I full flush?
I don't know. It just says Josh, man. It doesn't say the level.
Well, you need
I reckon
to do
it's
more
a
research.
Half flush.
Yeah. We need to go back in there and clear this up.
Yeah, I've got to do another piss.
Question 3. Cats is the passion of the Christ for furries.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Ben?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Nina, yes.
Yeah, I've been doing some cat material.
Man,
recently.
I fucking love cats.
You do love cats.
I love cats.
That was one of the things you told me about you when you were putting stuff in for this podcast. That like, the reason you do any performance is because of cats.
Yeah, I was like obsessed with cats. Like I couldn't stop watching. Like I would come home from school every day and put on Cats. And I couldn't read at the time, so my dad drew a picture of a cat on the VHS label and I would just put it on. And I thought everyone in my family also loved Cats and we all went to see Cats the Musical together. But then when Cats the trailer came out for 2019 Cats, I called my mum and she was like, nah, I fucking hate Cats. She's like, I've hated it this whole time.
Emma Holland and I were actually going through the synopsis of
Ben
Cats.
Read the full thing out to me and it might be the most upsetting thing I've ever heard.
It's so good. Every song is a banger.
You know what? The songs might be fine, but it really smacks of the fact that, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber got a bunch of dancers holed up in like a cabin, did as much coke as they possibly could, and then wrote some musicals loosely based on a T.S. Eliot poem.
Which, they're, as I said
they're
yesterday,
word for word T.S. Eliot's T.S. Eliot.
Jellicle.
Jellicle T.S. Eliot's. But it's like word for word the book. And then later, when I studied T.S. Eliot, I was like, oh, he's a genius.
I've never seen Cats. Is it
well,
true?
You're missing
Is
out.
Is it true they go up to space at the end of it?
To Heaviside Layer.
It's
Heaven.
The Heaviside Layer, but one cat gets to. Grisabella, the Red Light District cat. The old glamour cat.
Glamour puss.
Yeah. The implication is she's a prostitute, but she's also a cat. Anyway, so, you know,
cats,
it makes more sense in... No,
cats don't have any idea about business, so they would be impossible.
Exactly.
Question 4. Hire me for all your third wheel needs. Who wrote that?
John.
Yes, John.
I'm going to say Emma just for the fact that she hasn't had one yet.
You are correct, yes. That's not how it normally works, but it did this time. Yeah, point there for Jonathan.
I thought you were going to say, like, hire her because she's always third-wheeling me.
It's true. It's the third wheel that makes the tricycle, so.
All right, question.
The most popular mode of transport.
Question 3. Okay, so
no
matter.
Fourth wheel makes the car.
So I can't afford one of them. Thank you, Nina.
Question 5. Okay, so no matter how many times I order the soy frappuccino, the barista refuses to jizz in my coffee. Should I sue?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Nina.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there, Ben. Yes.
Wouldn't have been great if that was me.
Drink soy.
I do.
Okay.
I actually switched recently from soy cappuccino to soy latte.
Are you a fan of Bon Soy?
I can't tell the difference between the different soys.
Really, because I prefer Bon Soy and then I would just have milk and then I refuse to have soy
Any
milk.
Other?
This conversation is so melted.
It is. And I love it. It's our only cuisine.
We have coffee.
And nothing else.
No one else actually has coffee. That's one of
it's
the,
true.
Yeah, one of the great myths.
Question 6. Life hack. Refer to your depression as the black doggo to make it more fun.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Ben?
No, that was Jonathan Schuster. Put that for Jonathan.
Ooh, that was well done.
That's Thank good.
You. Mm. I do 2 every year. I lied before. Put you off. Fuck you. Yeah, nice. I'm gonna win.
Next question. Imagine if white dudes put as much effort into making women come as they do into creating podcasts.
John.
Yes, John.
Ben.
No, that was Nina. Damn it. Point there for Nina.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that is a personal attack on you, Josh,
thank
and
you,
you Ben.
Yes. Thank you so much.
But and you, Jonathan, if you could be bothered to have a podcast.
Nah.
I would just like to say that I put a lot of effort into making my lady come.
Yeah, I would like to point out I have a cold sore, which means I fuck. So
and does that mean you fuck, or does that mean you fucked once and you did it badly with a person?
He's fucked at least twice because he's got two kids, so... You know.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, sorry. How long have you
and
had
you
that
can't,
cold sore?
You can't be pregnant unless you come.
That's how they get made. You don't know about foreskins or pregnancy names.
Yeah,
so.
Grow up.
Actually
yeah.
do.
Question 8. How good are mates? Who wrote that? How good are mates?
Ben?
Yes, Ben.
Emma.
You are correct. Here's a point there for Ben.
I just
yes.
feel like I'm developing a brand.
It's so nice. It's good. How good are mates? And then you followed up with you're the third wheel. So moving on.
Did anybody like the tweet?
It wasn't. She's not on Twitter.
Oh,
not on
no. Twitter.
This came with a photo. It was on Instagram.
Oh, you got to get on Twitter.
Oh, and it was a picture of you by yourself. Was it? Is that the joke?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Did you also do another tweet later that was Friday with an exclamation mark, but then like a space between every letter that said no? Okay. This is just me hanging shit on you for being basic. I'm so sorry. I'm an asshole. I'll stop.
I'm not basic. I'm complicated.
Question 9. I feel like the reason why bikies buy motorbikes is so they can still be cuddled from behind and look tough.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Ben.
No, that was Jonathan Schuster. For Jonathan.
Gotcha.
Damn it.
That's a good joke, that one.
Is that in the act?
I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
sorry.
A bit nervous then. Someone may have noticed, but no one did. So it means I'm not known.
No, no one knows you.
Nah.
No. Who do you know yourself?
I feel like I've got a good, a little bit, but
prove
not
it.
All of it.
I feel like that tweet is the solution to all Emma's problems. You should just buy a motorbike and then someone will cuddle you.
Yeah.
And then I'll be cool.
Problems.
And the brand will be ruined.
And our final question for the round. The restaurant trams are all gone and no one noticed.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Ben?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Emma, and that is true. They all you don't see the rest.
They got taken off because their brake wasn't working. They had a brake.
Oh.
There's like an emergency brake, and it just none of them were working.
Talk about fast food.
Yes.
Woo! I'm done. I'll see myself out.
Yeah. No one. We have restaurant trams in Melbourne. Sorry, and no one gave a shit that they were gone, and no one even noticed.
And do you know how it worked though?
No.
It would stop. And so it would stop outside the restaurant where the food was cooked and they'd just bring the food onto the tram and then you'd go around on the tram while everything was rattling around and trying to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks.
It's so bad.
But imagine cooking on a tram. That'd be pretty hard, you know. I wouldn't do it.
That's true.
But you can buy food in any restaurant and just take it onto the tram and eat it on the tram. You don't need a special restaurant tram.
Yeah, it's called coming home late, bloody drunk.
Ben knows what that's like.
I go on the restaurant tram every day because I'm that person eating baked fish.
At the end of the round, the scores are Emma on 2 points, Nina on 2 points, Jonathan on 3 points, and also on 3 points has Ben Russell. Yes.
Ooh.
You got all your points because people got you wrong. Because they don't know you.
Is that
because
how it
you
works?
Don't know yourself.
Yeah, that's how it works. You got
sick.
All yours wrong. All right, this round is called Year Book. Now, in this round, we go back in time and talk about a memory that has stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Emma Holland. Now, when Emma's sister was 16, she went away to boarding school. And for some reason, who knows why, Emma thought it would be fun to spread a rumour as to why her sister no longer lived with the family. But what was that rumour? Was it A? She told people that her sister got pregnant and her parents sent her away to have the baby. This worked out great because after 8 months of being away, her sister dropped out of boarding school and moved back into the family. Was it B? She told people she got cast in Baz Luhrmann's new film and she's filming her parts in Hollywood. Emma would tell her friends that her sister would Skype her and movie stars would always be just hanging out with her. Or was it C? She told everyone that her sister eloped with an American millionaire and her parents had been told not to go to the press as the man had underworld connections. Now, one of these is true. You have to ask her as many questions as you can to try and get the truth out of Emma. But bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong because then she will get your point. You don't have to guess all together. You can guess for A, B, or C. It doesn't matter. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Tough one.
What celebrities did you say that you were chatting to, Skyping?
I don't think I name names because I'm a very bad liar. So yep. When people ask me specifics, I couldn't
think of anything. Well, this game should go well then.
Why did you lie from the beginning? Just for fun?
Yeah, I was pretty mean to my sister growing up. And I thought, I just thought it'd be funny.
How much older is she?
About a year and a half.
So you're 14 and a half this age. Okay.
Yeah.
So the joke was that she was pregnant and then she moved back. So it was like she lost it.
Or she sold it.
Oh, she sold it.
Wait, the baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
The fictional baby. Wait, we're not talking about a real baby.
For A, you can sell a baby.
Sick.
Yeah. I can sell you a baby right now.
Just going to take a phone call. Nah, jokes.
Oh, really?
But if you have any babies you want to sell me, open.
It's a buyer's market.
Oh, yeah.
The millionaire. Mm. Just tell us a bit about that. Elaborate.
What was his name?
Did you make up a whole thing about it?
No. Like I said, I'm sparse on details. I was so scared when I was telling people this, but I just watched the movie Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen starring Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I love that film!
Yeah, right? So the plot of the film is basically like she has this like amazing experience and gets like really kind of rich really fast. And I kind of just got the idea from that. And then just started telling people that, and it like got around my school pretty quick, and like no one believed it because it was like a silly lie. But the whole like, because I was saying that he was a millionaire and like kind of involved in the mafia, it got back to my teachers, and then my principal pulled me aside and he's like, "We get what you're doing. It's very funny, but you can't make jokes about the mafia here. It's not okay."
You're like, did you go to a mafia school?
I don't know.
Interesting.
They all talked like this. They were like, "Hey, yo, Emma Holland, it's math time. You want to learn about biology?"
You just went from the worst lie to the best lie because that story sounds so believable. I don't know whether that's a lie or not. That's impressive.
So that's C. So
what was the first one?
The first one was her sister got pregnant and just went away. And then she actually came back after 8 months because she didn't like being at boarding school. And B was that she told everyone she was in Baz Luhrmann's. Is that how you say it, right?
Baz Luhrmann.
Luhrmann.
I don't know. I was freaking out. Luhrmann.
Which Baz Luhrmann film?
It was a new one that hadn't been released yet. There wasn't a title or anything.
So post-Australia?
But pre-Gatsby?
No, it was pre-Gatsby. It was because I was a big fan of Moulin Rouge and so was my sister. And my sister was like known in the school for being really good at acting. Like she had all the lead roles in plays and stuff. So when she went away, I was like, well, that's
so your sister sense. Left for boarding school. She was like, I'm going to go to boarding school. She must have hated you.
Oh, yeah.
Were you also going to go to boarding school?
No, did
you
go to boarding? Just her.
Just her. Yeah. So your parents must have hated her.
Mm. We all hated her and still do.
Does anyone know what they're going to guess? Or do you want to ask?
I know
questions?
What I'm going to guess.
What are you going to guess, Ben?
I'm going to guess C.
You're going to guess C. I'm she eloped.
Same.
C for Nina
Ditto,
as well,
as they say.
Jonathan.
Yeah. B.
You're going to go B. She told people she was cast in the new Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah.
Is that what I say? Luhrmann?
Luhrmann.
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 Luhrmann, yeah.
Luhrmann.
Luhrmann. That's not a real name. The correct answer was A. She told everyone that her sister was pregnant.
Yeah, oh, my
son
God.
Son of a bitch.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's awful.
Did she find out at all that you're saying this?
Yeah. Because people believed it. So when she came back, they were like asking her questions about it. Because I did
it's
it originally.
It's kind of a brag though. It's like, yeah, my sister fucks.
But I did it originally because there was a boy in our school who was like creepily obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And he's like kept asking questions. And I thought it would be a good deterrent if she was having a kid because it means he's out of the picture. And then it just kind of picked up a bit of steam. And then she happened to come back 8 months later. So people really believed it.
Hang on, but don't you have a baby at 9 months?
Uh-oh.
So wouldn't she be fully pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know. The timing lined up enough that
but
people
the time you found out you're pregnant, you're probably, it's already a month into the pregnancy when you find out, And then, you know, you've got to discuss with the family. Okay,
it's
what are we going to do with this?
Coming from a man with two kids.
Yeah, what are we going to do with this?
So he fucks.
And then you've got eight months to go away, have the baby, have another month after that to, you know, snap
imagine
back
into.
Imagine
it's 1 month premature, dies when it comes out, turns up,
miscarriage,
dead baby. Easy.
It's all over.
At the end of the round, the scores are Nina still on 2 points, Jonathan still on 3 points, Ben still on 3 points, but now in front on 5 points is Emma Holland.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, she got all your points.
Guys, I don't care about points. I care about friendship.
You've really changed your brand from between now and high school.
Hey, fuck you, Ben.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, good.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If it's a lie, you say nah. Point if you get it correctly. Point to the person the fact may or may not be about. If you're incorrect, so ask them as many questions and try and get the truth out of them. So to Emma, Nina used to live with a girl who would make pies with swastikas on them.
Oh, my God.
This housemate eventually kicked Nina out for being too messy. Yeah or nah?
Can I
ask questions, yes.
How often did she make the pies?
Like, in the final 2 months that I was living there, she, like, really ramped up the pie game.
You sure she wasn't just Buddhist?
No, well, that's what I thought, but then, like...
And you were looking at the pies upside down.
That's what I was hoping. I was like, because she did have, like, crystals. She was also really into Nangs. You know, classic Buddhist shit.
New age, Nangs, Nazi. Wow.
But she, like, I was like, oh, maybe it is, like, a spiritual thing. But then when she was getting the pie out of the oven, she, like, looked at me and she was like, Nazi pie! And then I was like, oh, well, that answers all my questions.
And did you eat the pie?
Never. I never had a slice of that filthy racist pie.
That's very good of you, Nina.
Never would. Sometimes she would do it with, like, frozen pies. So what? They were just...
How,
like,
does that work?
Well, she would, like, buy a prepackaged frozen pie, but then she would cut out her own filo pastry swastika.
What the fuck?
The pie. That sounds too expensive for a messy share house. I don't know.
So how messy were you that you upset...
Oh, it was, like, a really... clean. She was very clean. Like, yeah. I wasn't particularly messy in my brain.
The Nazis were known for being quite clean.
True. Very ordered.
Exactly. So she kicked me out. But I stayed even 2 months after seeing the Nazi pies.
You could say that that was her final solution.
You could say that.
We're at Fraser Anning.
What was there something that, like, ticked her off that made her, like, a big thing, or was it, like, build up of little things, do you think?
I don't know. It was, like, she moved her boyfriend. She kicked another girl out of the house that was there before me, and then she moved her boyfriend in without telling me, and then as a couple they kind of, like, ganged up and were a bit horrible.
So this sounds in, like, the last couple of months of you living there.
Yeah.
And then... Do you reckon the pies were a way to try and just force you out? What's the most fucked thing we can do? I know, we'll make Nazi pies and that will make her leave.
She sounds like a real cunt. Not even just because of the Nazi thing. The Nazi adds another whole new cunt to the pie.
Yeah, she was. I don't know, but I think she was just trying to, like, grow up, and I feel like I wasn't growing up enough because she, like, there was a point where she stopped having Nangs all the time and she used to smoke cigarettes, and then, like, because I also smoke cigarettes. And then at some point she stopped, and then she, like, was really judgmental of whenever I had a cigarette. And so it was, like, weird things like that, and it slowly built up.
Sounds
also, her
crazy.
Boyfriend's name was Travis, which is a shit name.
I say her boyfriend's name was Hitler.
No. It was, yeah. Travis Hitler was his name. And, yeah.
What do you think, Emma? Yeah or nah?
I believe that she was messy, but I don't believe the pie thing. So you're going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was all true. A point there for Nina. Yeah, she lived with Nazi pie maker.
Nazi pies, Nazi pies.
So a point there for Nina.
I'm going to eat the Nazi pies. Nazi. Okay, no.
You got to put that pie in the oven.
To Nina.
Just so, like, Hitler did with the
Yeah, well, I know.
We all
know,
thought
we
it.
She made 6 million pies.
It was one of the true atrocities.
To Nina. Now, Jonathan used to walk to primary school where every morning he would go into a milk bar, look around, but not buy anything. In grade 5, he started stealing from the milk bar, and he once stole a whole box of Fruit Loops, but not the box itself, just the contents of the box. He kept it in his school bag, and all throughout the day he would excuse himself from class and go and eat a handful of Fruit Loops. He looks back on this as one of the greatest days of his childhood. Yeah or nah?
Honestly, like, I would straight up just say yeah, but I know I have to ask some questions. Okay, when you say contents of the Fruit Loops, is it like the plastic bag?
The bag within the cardboard box, because when you steal something from the shop, you've got to leave the cardboard box.
Yeah, I've stolen many times, Jonathan.
What have you stolen?
I just steal soaps. That's not a question for later, is it? Because I know that's a story. Yeah, I just steal soap from the body shop. Really? It was like $15 soap.
That's cool. How would you do it?
Put it in my sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also like the folder trick where you get your folder. Because you know, if you have school, you always have a big folder. And then you can put shit in the top of your folder, like a little post box. But then you keep the rest of the folder like squished on your belly so it forms like a... You know, the little vessel.
A seal.
You
can,
like that blue thing in Connect Four that makes the coins flip
out.
It's
so good. And then you go to the bathroom and you just like empty it all out, and then you scramble all over the floor and pick up all your soaps.
When they were asking if you were stealing, did you say, no, my hands are clean?
The great one.
I'll see myself out my stolen soaps.
Have you stolen anything, Emma?
Just hearts.
Ben?
I have, yeah. But
you don't want to say?
No, I don't want to say. Oh. No, I've stolen some bubble gum.
What is it bad to steal?
I once, when I was a teenager, stole petrol from a service station.
That's all right.
Did you put it down your sleeve?
We did a petrol run. did a petrol run, and I once the best time though was when I was in London, and I was on the bone my bare bones on my ass. Didn't have very much money. So me and a friend went to the shops and just shoplifted a nice meal and then went home and ate it. And it was the most happy, like, thing ever. It was felt so good just to steal for your dinner.
I love that, though.
What was the meal?
It was like a nice pesto spaghetti type thing with some garlic bread and some wine.
That's so delicious.
So it wasn't Fruit Loops. Spinning it back.
Yes. How old?
I was maybe 8.
Why Fruit Loops?
Because we like them and they're colourful. But I wasn't the one, because I was quite a good boy. But my friend Liam, he was the naughty one, so it was his idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Liam, and you both kept excusing yourself, or did you go out two at a time to get the loops?
At lunchtime, we were able to eat together, but during the day, it was just all me.
It's weird that you say that you're a good boy, because that doesn't sound like something.
Well, that was the day I turned.
And then after that, you started playing the foreskin game in class. And that's, could you fit the loops on your dick? No.
No, but maybe in the foreskin.
No, the loops are tiny.
Yeah.
Underneath, just trumpeted it over it.
Mm.
Someone said that you can tuck things behind your nuts, like pills to get into festivals. You can put them behind your nuts.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, you have a little nut area. You can't? Okay, well,
it'll just
my friend's boyfriend has big
unless
nuts.
Unless it'll just be in your underpants, though.
Yeah.
No, but she said if there's like a little place where like your nuts curl around at the back anyway.
I've got big boys. This is not. It just means that I'm more susceptible to cancer.
Jonathan, what are your nuts like?
I feel they're quite normal, but the only way I could think of putting a pill on my nuts if I taped it.
Yeah, you need some adhesive.
Like maybe they taped it
and walk really still.
Or wrap a pube around it.
You need to get to know your boyfriend's nuts a little bit better.
Oh, it's my friend's boyfriend.
Oh, well, they need to get to know.
Requesting pics tonight.
Lot of cock talk.
Yeah, we're dirty tonight. Oh, I like it.
All right, I'm just gonna say yeah.
You are incorrect. It was all a lie. I made it all up. Jonathan wouldn't steal. Look at him.
He's
so
a good
nice.
Boy.
I've never stolen, really. Yeah.
I thought you were going to get it because I said it in grade 5, and then when you asked him how old he was,
I know, he said 8 years old. I was about to say 14. I got real nervous.
Well, maybe you got accelerated.
Yeah. Yeah, you look, you're so, because you're such a good boy.
So smart. It's the glasses.
Jonathan's a good boy.
Thank you. I'm going to save that clip of that little sound and play it to bed.
All right, speaking of good boys, now to Jonathan. When Ben was 18, he got cast in a Christian play that toured schools. After every show, they would do a Q&A where Ben would have to lie every time about how much he worshipped Jesus Christ. That's yeah great. Or nah?
We're around Perth, I imagine.
Yeah, this is Perth.
This yeah. is where your lies taking place, is it, mate? Look me in the eye. Around what part of Perth?
So it was in the, like, the theatre company was based in Perth, but then we went all down south, and then we went some sort of, like,
do you go to Coburn?
It's pronounced Cockburn.
Is it?
No. No, I didn't go to Coburn, no.
Yeah. But, what like, the, in the radius of Perth, where was it?
Yeah, radius Perth and also down south.
Yeah.
Mandurah? We're talking Mandurah?
Talking Mandurah. We're talking
Margaret River?
More, yep.
Albany?
More Margaret River. We're talking Albany. We're talking, we go all the way down.
Did you see Wave Rock?
You know what? I've never seen Wave Rock, but I have seen Dog Rock.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
Dog Swamp.
Yeah, man. I used to live near Dog Swamp, dude. Fuck yeah.
You almost turned into, what's your character who's Mason Cox's brother? The...
Yeah, dude, I nearly did that. Dog Swamp. Oh, man. Any other questions, please?
What's Dog Rock like?
Dog Rock, it is a rock in the centre of Albany. Well, it's not the centre, it's just sort of to the left of centre, maybe. That looks like a dog.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what were the age groups you'll be playing to?
It was primary school. So, and it was all about Christmas. How Jesus died for our sins and rose again. No, wait, that's the birth.
Yeah.
Wrong one. Easter is the one where he's dead. Christmas is the one where he's a little baby.
Maybe I caught a lie right then.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's just a dumb cunt.
I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. Yeah, a point there for Ben. See, he's a good actor. He tricked you.
Who'd you play?
I don't know. It wasn't like a nativity. It was like a, we're little cunts.
That's my favourite Jesus play.
I'm going to try and, I was complicit in, indoctrinating children. Which is fine. I don't really give a shit. I was young and I needed some money.
All right, a point there to Ben. Now, to Ben, Emma once went to a 21st birthday party dressed as the Dolmio Poppet.
What is the Dolmio Poppet?
Puppet, sorry.
Poppet.
I spy a puppet. The Dolmio puppet. She was the only one there dressed in a costume. Yeah or nah?
Ooh. So what party was it?
It was my friend's 21st.
Friend's 21st?
It was an around the world themed 21st.
Uh-huh. And you came as the Dolmio man?
Yes, that is correct.
What was your, describe your costume?
Okay, it was like a white shirt with the black waistcoat and then a napkin. And then I had a fedora and I sprayed my hair grey. And then I got a possum costume from the reject shop and cut it up and stuck eyebrows and a moustache on myself and then carried a bottle of pasta sauce.
And what was the reaction from the crowd?
Tepid.
Yeah? They were
lukewarm
not into
at
it?
Best.
Yeah, right.
Or they were all wearing like sombreros and Hawaiian shirts, like real lazy costumes.
Mm. It was just around the world in a kind of, you know, temperate.
Yeah, it was to Mexico and back, essentially. Sorry for trying to bring a bit of culture.
And so you went, did you, how did you feel when you realized that you were the only one that dressed?
Empowered.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. And I refused to take any of the costume off as well. I was making a statement at that point.
Yeah, you'd gone too far.
Yeah,
I mean, if you'd
no
just taken
back.
It off. People would have disrespected you.
Yeah. I left my fedora there. I never got it back.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of fedora are we talking?
Like one of those $2 straw ones.
It sounds more like a trilby.
I'm going to... Now, at this point, that's so good and I believe it that it's not even about you, Emma. It's about what sort of person Josh is. Is he the type of guy that would repeat a yeah, nah? Or... would he try and slip me up and say, yeah, nah, yeah, yeah, you know, because he's tricky.
Can we keep this about me?
I'm going to, so it's kind of 50-50 here. I'm going to go.
They all are.
I'm going to go. Yeah, but usually, you know, sometimes you
try and say the pattern to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to say yeah?
Yeah.
You are correct. It was yeah. Yes! Point there for Ben. Yes.
Yeah, it sounded like something that you would do,
and it is. Yeah, and
it is.
I do it again.
Did you carry the sauce the whole time?
Yeah, didn't let it go.
Wow, that's good. Because that only gives you one hand to have a drink.
You want to make a Bloody Mary with it and the tomato sauce?
Oh, I did take a couple sips out of it.
Okay. I once
as is the Dolmio way.
Yeah. Wearing the Dolmio grill.
Yeah. Yeah. I once went to a fancy dress party that was an 80s theme, and I went dressed as a baby.
Because you were a baby in the 80s.
Because I was a baby in the 80s, and that was a gross miscalculation. How clever I was in relation.
Did you go like full placenta? And
no, I went nap. Like I made myself a nappy, and I had a sippy cup with, and I filled it full of beer. And little fact, beer is very drinkable when people sippy cup.
At the end of that round, the scores are Nina on 3 points, Jonathan on 4 points, Emma on 5 points, and also on 5 points is Ben Russo.
Yes.
This is our last round. It's anyone's game. It's not normally this close. This one's called Who. In this round, I read out 10 facts about you four. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think the fact is about. You get a point off if you get it right. A point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Your name's your buzzers. Here we go. Who here is the heir to Cheese World?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Ben.
No, it's Jonathan Schuster.
What?
You were trying to trick me up.
You're royalty?
Yeah. So on the way to Warrnambool, we were driving and it said like 100 metres away, maybe it was like 2 kilometres, Cheese World. And I was the only one in the car like, we need to go to Cheese World. Turn up, just a cheese shop. And then we go in there and there's like old cheese equipment. And then there was a family tree book there. And it was the Ubergang family tree book, which is my grandma's maiden name, and in the book it was released in 1987. I was a year old born, so I had my mum, my dad,
wow,
dad, my sister, and then there was a dash where I was supposed to be.
That's wow. So cool.
Yeah.
So was you with your family when you found this?
No, it was just my friends.
And
we
you just had a
trip.
Thing going, we need to stop at Cheese World.
I never knew about my family in the Warrnambool area.
So there's cheese that runs through your blood.
Yeah, and our family gave the equipment to the people in Cheese World, the Ubergangs back in the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So is it getting passed down to you when you're...
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know.
Get all that cheese money.
Yeah.
Question two. Whose nickname growing up was Bookshelf?
John.
Yes, John.
Fucking hell. I feel it's Emma. I feel bad.
You are correct, though. It is Emma. Yes.
I know that we all looked at her.
We all just went...
We're like, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't even read that much.
Yeah, is that why it was? Because you were reading all the
literally,
time?
Literally, my dad just used to call me by objects that were in the room and then screwdriver and bookshelf stuck.
All right, question three. Who once vomited in their tent and then cleaned it up with tampons?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Nina.
You are correct, yes.
Was I there? Was that
were you at Splendor?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not this year.
It was this year. It was like last week.
Yeah, when I say once.
I remember last Splendor that I went on, you were there and you fucked up.
No, I didn't. Yes, I've never drunk alcohol in my life.
You did.
Nina, don't steal my brand.
Oh, wait, Emma was there.
Yeah, I was there. I even knew the answer to that one.
So this is night one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got super hammered, but I hadn't eaten anything, so I was like all liquid.
How many
so
tampons
fine.
Does it take to clean up a spew?
Say like, how many is in a pack? Like eight?
Cool.
Nice clean number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of pads in there, I don't know.
And what, do you just put them out of the tent after you soak them all up?
Yeah, I just put them outside my tent, all these wet tampons.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I like
point,
put a little bit of
there.
Plum juice on them as well, just for good measure, just to keep everyone out
Man,
of my
you're
way.
You're taking a gamble. I hope that you weren't coming up on your cycle then. That could have been a disaster.
I know, but I also am very prepared. And I also had Emma near me, who I don't know, whatever. Bitches always got tampons, man.
It's You're true. Famous
it's
for
true.
It.
I'm famous. I'm known for it.
That's another part of the brand.
Yeah. She's always ready.
Question four. Who told me the highlight of their life was hitting a ping pong shot at their cousin's 21st birthday?
Ben?
Yes, Ben.
Schuster.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Ben.
It was sick.
I knew that because you are quite good at ping pong.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Mm.
It was beer pong, though.
Oh, okay.
Did you say ping pong or beer pong?
You then? Wrote ping pong.
I meant beer pong.
You yeah. fucking... Yeah.
That's why I didn't...
Well, then I take it all back.
But it was genuinely... It was like my 21st, and I was really pretty excited. And they're Albury, right? And yeah. they get excited about TV, and I've had minimal TV experience, right? So then I went in there, and I was a bit cocky. I'm sometimes a bit cocky around people from the country because I want to fight them. And I'll fight any
think,
of you.
Because you think you're better
there.
Than them. Yeah,
because yeah, they're losers, all of them.
Low breeds.
And I was playing a guy and we both had one cup left and I was drunk. I got cocky. I called the whole party to the table. I went, "Oi, everyone." I said, "Maddie, happy 21st, buddy. This is for you." And I fucking got it in. It was insane. Like 50 people at this party just cheered and I knocked my cup over and I walked away. I said, "Whatever." And then I went away and I was shivering from the adrenaline. It was so exciting.
That sounds yeah. exciting.
Yeah.
So a point there for Ben. Okay, question 5. Who here believes they're the reason swine flu came to Australia?
John.
Yes, John.
Emma.
You are correct. Yes, right. A point there for John.
Really?
It's true. Well, I didn't.
You're patient zero.
Yeah. This was when I was living in Indonesia and we just had friends come from overseas and one of them got really sick while they were staying with us. And then they went home and it turns out they had swine flu. And then that week I was supposed to travel to Australia. And then on the plane on the way, I started to feel unwell and I told my dad. And this is when they had those like thermal cameras at the airport. And he's like, just say you're feeling fine. Just say yeah. you're feeling fine.
Oh, shit.
Got me into the country. And then I got so sick when I was here. I was bedridden the whole time I was here. And then I left, and then there were reported cases of swine flu in Australia.
So did you go to a doctor about it, and they said it's just the flu?
Which one's better, avian flu or swine flu?
I think avian flu's worse.
I suspect
I'd rather be a chicken flu. Than a pig. Yeah. Tell you that much.
Well, I was detained in Hawaii because I got really sick at the airport, and they thought I had avian flu, so they sent me to hospital and, like, quarantined the shit out of me. But because of, like, travel insurance, my family, like, somehow got an extra week free to stay in Hawaii, and so they did all like the fun Hawaii trips without me, and I just had to stay in bed being like quarantined.
Because I had a cold when bird flu was out and went to the doctor and I said, everyone who's coming in with symptoms, you can't go to work for a week, and I worked in a school at the time, and so I just had to spend a week home, and it was the fucking best because it was just a little sniffle I had. So good.
I was
highly recommend bird flu.
I was in the seashells when the Ebola thing happened.
What's the seashells?
It's like a tiny little island only for rich people.
You can hear the ocean everywhere you go.
Yeah, off the sort of coast just north of Mozambique.
It sounds made up.
It
is it real?
No, it's real. It's real.
What were you there for?
Sultan.
Yeah. Oh, we've talked about this on the podcast before. Yeah. Yeah, you did that gig for the...
Yeah, Sultan invited us.
Is that guy that lives on the island and invites fringe acts to come and... Yeah, my friend used to run that gig.
It's fucking whack.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Who books it? No. My friend, yeah.
It was a long time ago.
All right, question 6. Who saw the film Monsters vs. Aliens while on acid?
John.
Yes, John.
Oh, Ben always has acid. So I don't know if this
so does
be,
Nina, though.
Yes, I don't know if it's exciting.
What about Emma? Emma,
hey,
could
have
acid.
Have acid sometimes.
Ben.
I was going to say.
You are correct. Yes, it was Ben. Yes.
Yeah, it was the first comedy festival I'd ever been to and the closing night. And I'd never taken acid. And my friend was like, "Do you want to do this acid?" And I was like, "Yes, absolutely." We were driving. We went and I thought that I was in the future because we watched like. The sun come up over Melbourne on this rooftop, and I was like, "I'm in the future, dude." And I still think that I went to the future.
That's amazing.
And this taxi driver was driving us to the cinema, and there was a pigeon, and he swerved, and he got it, and he laughed. You're a fucking animal. We were all just like in the backseat,
hallucinating.
Going, what? No, it's not. That's the weirdest thing. When you do acid, weird shit finds you.
Yeah. Mm.
Really?
It really does, yeah.
You know, so, I've never done acid. Never done acid, never seen a soft dick. That's my two things that I live by.
Well, tonight's your night.
If your boyfriend does a lot of acid, you will see a soft dick. Yeah. Did you see that film early in the morning then? You went from, you saw the sunrise come up and then went to the film?
Yeah.
Would have been the only people in the cinema then? Mm. Great.
Yeah, love it was that. So good. Shitty film, but who cares?
Yeah. All right, question seven. Who, when they're on public transport, becomes so self-conscious of their breathing, they just stop breathing? This person once had to get off the bus because they were having head spins.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Jonathan?
No, that was Nina. Point off Emma there. Hey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've got problems. That's why I drive everywhere.
So is it because you think everyone can hear you breathe?
Yeah, because once when I was in primary school, a girl told me that I was breathing really heavily. And so now I'm like really conscious of my breath. So if I'm breathing normally, I start getting in my head that I'm breathing heavily. So then I just stop breathing.
What was her name?
Carolyn Keek. Okay, I won't say her last name.
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Fucking bitch.
Because I have breathing problems when I sleep. It's not sleep apnea, but apparently I catch my breath in my mouth and just kind of let it out. And I'm going like that. Like, people who lie next to me when they say, fucking hate it. My ex-girlfriend in the last days just went off her head one day. I'm like, I cannot help this. I'm asleep. What do you want me to do? Like, yeah, so.
Yeah, my boyfriend has sleep apnea. And so he stops breathing sometimes in his sleep. And like one time I just like, because whenever he stops, I try and shake him awake. But one time I like fully punched him in the gut to wake him up. And then he was like really sour when he woke up and he started crying. And then I was like, I'm trying to save your life. And he didn't believe me. That's funny. And he was so mad at me the next day.
Who once shared a room with somebody called Grush?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Ben.
Yes, you are correct. Never need it, yes.
Michael Grush, shared a room with him for like maybe like 2 or 3 months in Chicago when I was living there.
So this is an actual bedroom or just a house?
One bedroom. One. Shared him. And he's a big boy back then.
Grushy.
Yeah, Grushy.
Oh, Grushy.
Big boy. Great guy. Big but boy. But living with someone in the same room was, I wouldn't do it now, but I was young and didn't care how I was living. No, actually not too bad.
A big boy didn't snore.
Big boy didn't snore.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
It was a big boy that didn't snore. It was quite amazing. Or I was so drunk all the time and I didn't know.
It's all the acid.
No, I wasn't. Yes, I did.
Question.
Yes, and I didn't.
Never mind.
Question nine. Who once got out of kissing someone by making them watch a 12-minute New Kids on the Block medley?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Emma.
You are correct. Yes.
Every single one that's been about me has been
that's
so
right. Yeah. Who was this person?
It was a man who asked me out via magic trick.
That's the real story.
Yeah. And I was 18 and too uncomfortable to say no, so I went on the date with him.
What's this behind your ear? Is it my number?
No, he just changed the color of his t-shirt and I was like, okay, and they gave him my number. I don't know, it all happened so fast. I'm so sorry. But I went on the date with him.
What did he just put on? Like, he's like, close your eyes, and then he just put on a different shirt. Like,
it's a different shirt. Yeah. Close your eyes for a couple of Kim Glows. You won't believe this.
So you're on the date.
Oh, yeah, on the date. Okay, also awful date. He went and bought us burritos and then took us to a park to eat them. It was very weird.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's like my move.
He was trying to find a dove for his act, that's why.
I love a good pash after a good burrito. Like burrito pash.
Yeah, and then he kept trying to lean in to kiss me and I didn't want to kiss him. And I was like, hey, have you seen that video of New Kids on the Block performing at the Grammys? And he's like, no. I'm like, you have to see it. So I pulled it up on my phone and made him watch it because it's 12 minutes long. And I was like, this will kill the mood. And then he watched it and I was like, so I'm ready to go home. And he was like, oh, okay, I guess. And then dropped me home.
You were the real magician.
You made his confidence disappear. And our final question for the game, whose first job was filming Elvis impersonators?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Jonathan.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Emma. Yeah.
Oh,
really? Shout out to Video Works
out there.
I used to Elvis impersonators, the Australian or Victorian Darts Championships. It was fun. I remember doing the Elvis impersonator when I was just on 16, 17.
So was this at that Elvis in Parks? Was it at the big kind of Elvis festival they have? Or was it this Elvis is this coming in at, to the building?
No, this was in Geelong at the Sphinx.
Oh,
so I don't
know if the, you know the Sphinx. Club.
It's just a pokey's place. It's a replica of the Sphinx. It's sick. And it's when you could smoke indoors. Sick. And I just remember I was... like laying out cables, and it's like
literally, or you were doing a shit.
And then I remember this woman smoking a cigarette indoors, was looking at my ass, and I felt really uncomfortable. Anyway, so it was cool.
What a story to end on.
She's probably wondering. Yeah. No.
At the end of the game, the scores are Emma on 4 points, Nina on 4 points. Jonathan on 7 points, but our winner on 8 points is Ben Russell.
I think this might be my first win.
I think it is, yeah.
First win for Ben!
Ben!
Well,
Ben!
Ben! Ben!
Ben!
Ben!
Ben!
Ben!
Ben Mulholland.
Hey, because you win, Ben, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. You've got the Grub podcast that people can listen to.
Got the Grub podcast. Check it out wherever good podcasts are. And yes, I know how to make my partner come.
I don't see your cold sore, mate. I don't believe it.
No, I do.
So
honestly.
I am Ben's partner. He makes me come all the time.
It's on my dick. That's what I know. What jokes.
And also Little Scamps on the YouTubeans.
With Xavier Michaelides. Cool. Nina, where can people find and see you?
On Twitter. Sorry. Excuse me. and I think I'm doing Melbourne Fringe at some point. So if anyone's from Melbourne, come and see my show.
And
I think it's embargoed. When did this go out? I don't give a fuck.
No, you're going to get in trouble from the Fringe.
The Fringe are going to get
gonna
upset that people come to your show.
They're in the mafia.
You want to get people to come see your show at the Fringe.
Also, what's your Twitter handle?
At Nino Oyama.
At Nino Oyama. Great. Jonathan, what can
people see? Just, you know, follow me on the internet.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does 2 tweets a year, people.
Yeah, Jonathan Schuster. I always forget my Twitter handle.
It's got like a 0 and a 5 at the end of it.
Yeah. I think it's Jonathan Schust.
I think if you just put in Jonathan Schuster, it'll come up.
Yeah, it might come up.
Yeah, great. And Emma Holland, where can people see you or hear you?
I'm on Instagram. I'm Emma Holland with a dot after the E. And I do some photography on there as well, Emma Holland Photography. And I gig around Melbourne.
Great. Thanks all for coming and playing. Also, if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing a season of Live Ones at the Catfish Sundays at 3, starting November 3, so ages away, but half the tickets are already sold.
Just the way you said that. I'm doing a season of Live Ones. It's nothing to do with this podcast. It's just a season of Live Ones.
So not a live one!
How to work, I'll do the podcast first, then we'll take a break, and then I'll come back and I'll be trying new stuff for the next year's festivals, and other people around Melbourne will be doing the same. So go to joshua.com.au for all the ticket details. Thanks for playing. I'll see you next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.